Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Curtis.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Terry, Jeremy, I hope you all had a wonderful 4th of July, and, you know, life is treating you well.
It's all good. A little warm here in Pennsylvania, but we are in good shape. Ready to go.
The high humidity season.
The humidity today is a little rough, but we'll deal with it. We got air conditioning. We'll survive.
You know, I found I finally kind of got used to it after a while. It was just kind of an expectation, and I kind of got used to it. But look, guys, I hope you're doing well. The first thing I like to do, as you know, with the start of each call, is just to answer any questions, get some feedback from you in terms of how you're doing in the program thus far before we go right into today's material. So what feedback do you have for me?
Jeremy, yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, we're making progress. Just a couple things. We ordered the folders.
Okay.
And now I understand why they're called mini-me folders.
Okay.
You know, kind of interesting. We finished segmenting 100%, you know, first 20, next 20. You know, we've done that.
Okay.
We have notified probably 50% of that group, which is right at 50 clients. You know, we're right at 50 clients. So we've notified about half of them.
Okay.
We are scheduled to be with Cindy Curtis Monday 9:30 to have the scheduler conference call with the spreadsheet.
Okay.
So that's on the schedule for Monday. And let's see. I have a center of influence meeting tomorrow at 9.
Okay.
To start working on that. We have one that's most obvious, so that's at 9 o'clock. So, I do think though, Curtis, one of the things that we were thinking about doing is that, you know, cause we're into summer, you know, and we haven't used a scheduler yet and we're notifying our clients. Our thinking is that there's a really good form letter in the workbook that we might want to just send to our clients. They all know it's coming. But maybe what we do is formally initiate after Labor Day. Does that make sense?
Okay, so what we're doing is we're talking about the follow-up, and I'm sure that you're getting into the vacation schedules.
Yes.
You know, a lot of folks on the East Coast, man, that last 2 weeks in August, they're gone.
Yeah.
So I can understand, you know, the challenges that you would have with that. I think that's okay. And, you know, so the key thing is notifying your clients. Once you've done that, they're going to have an expectation of when it starts.
Okay. Yeah.
So
okay.
You're going to play that by ear. Some are going to say, you know, look, August is out, and usually what happens is when they can't do 1 month, it just rolls to the next month.
Okay. All right. So you're basically saying once we get with Cindy on the scheduler, maybe what we do is we do the first 20%, which is the first 10, and
exactly.
At least get them started. Okay. Rather than saying everybody, you know, so we maybe ease into it and schedule – get what
right.
we can with the first 20 out of 50.
Right. Be a little easy on your is what I'm saying, too.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I think that'll work out fine. And you know, you want to know that you got these folks calendarized on September, because what's going to happen is November is they're going to be thinking about Thanksgiving. December,
yeah,
they're going to think about Christmas.
Yep. Okay.
Then the first of the year, they're going to be thinking about, you know, taxes. And so I want to help you with that as we get into our discussion about agendas.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right, I'm with you.
Yeah, so that's going to be, because people will tell you invariably, wait till after Memorial Day, wait till after Labor Day, wait till after the 4th of July, and next thing you know, you don't have a discipline to your schedule.
Okay.
But I just want you to be mindful of that.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
One of those things I know I had to deal with.
So, you know, my thinking is that maybe we do the scheduler and we get the folder set up and
right.
we call the first, you know, 20%, which is 10 clients.
That's right.
And, you know, get them at least scheduled for their regular monthly session.
Exactly.
Get that all squared away. And then maybe by Labor Day, we've got the first, you know, 60, you know, or the first 30 out of 50. I don't know.
Which would be pretty good. And some may say, well, that's fine. I just want you to be aware that I'm on vacation on August 15th.
Yeah, and so all that does is just roll into the next scheduled meeting, which is in September. Okay. Uh-huh.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
But good points you raised. Those
well,
are very
you know, and the thing is, so if we do the scheduler, you know, with Cindy on Monday and we get the folder set up and we're ready to start, you know, scheduling next week, for example, and maybe Jeremy is going to be the scheduler. He's running the what we call the inverted triangle. You know, it's his show to run. Jeremy goes on vacation on the 31st of July. So maybe what we do is try to shoot to have at least – you know, the 20% at the top scheduled by then.
Right, right.
Okay.
Because what we're trying to do is, you know, sometimes, this program, you know, we hit you with a lot, but we're trying to free up our time and get organized for the client acquisition phase.
Yes.
And so we want you to be working with the clients. Your COIs are going to be scheduled in that process. If we create a mastermind group, they're going to be scheduled. So any and all prospects, including your vacation time, everything will be put on the scheduler so nothing falls through the cracks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. All right.
What else? Did you want to raise before we go into our other material?
No, I think that's pretty much it. We're just, you know, we got folders. We need to do the scheduler, so we're sort of, you know, we're running as fast as we can, trying to let everybody know about the program. You know, some, you know, phone calls and some on email and some, you know, but everybody's excited. We're getting really.
So you've gotten feedback.
Really good feedback. I mean, we've got, you know, a couple of people that are really pretty excited about the whole direction that we're heading. And I think the more we tell it, we probably get more comfortable with it. So, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I keep reading and, you know, I try to the extent that I can, I'll read Investment News Daily, Advisor Perspectives, Advisor Hub, RIA Biz, just to, you know, stay up to speed on our industry.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is discussing standard of care, you know, which is sitting down with clients, getting a plan done, having the frequency of contact, discussing their goals and objectives, and doing the follow-up. Your folder system is going to be a dream for compliance and standard of care.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to certainly pass muster if anything significant comes down with standard of care. You'll be prepared.
Well, we have our compliance officer is actually coming here on July 30th. So maybe what we do is we have our whole system ready to display to her exactly what we're doing, the folders, notes, all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Because she's a pain in the ass. And so this will certainly help, I think. You know?
Sure.
So,
okay. Well, good. Good. So today what we want to do is, we want to, you've already made me aware of how you organize with your clients. So let's talk about those COI meetings for a moment, and then we're going to talk about agendas. So when we talk about these COIs and educating them, you're basically going to give them kind of the dog and pony show and basically how you run the business. And, in thinking about this, you can say, hey, we have a standard of care and that we deliver to our clients. And so now you're getting the COI on the same side of the table, and you either bring your team over to meet the significant COI or you bring them into the office, whatever is going to be the best thing, and you're going to talk about 12-4-2, the financial plan, the rapid response to problems, 24-hour resolution, and if you position it as kind of your concierge service, your standard of care that you are offering, then I think that will go over very well. Drill down. Tell them that each client is going to get a folder.
Mm-hmm.
And show them a sample of the contents that you place in the folder. Show them that you provide an executive summary after each meeting. That you send out in advance an agenda. Now that kind of covers the kind of conversation you want to have with a center of influence, but it should happen with a CPA referral, an attorney, whoever that client or center of influence might potentially be. It could be the person who's running the chamber. That's your standard of care.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you there, Curtis?
Yeah. Does that
okay.
make sense to you?
Sure.
Make sense? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's now, if there's no questions on that, let's talk about the 24-month client call topics. Okay, so when you're sitting down with the client and you're thinking about these agendas, these are non-product centered agendas. It's all the important things that generally get pushed under the table, so to speak. But now that you're doing the planning, you can bring those topics to the surface. So let's think about this. The first part of the year, you're going to give people an outlook. What's research got to say about the outlook for the economy going forward? Your research, the research that you've read, and you're going to share that with the client. And so maybe January is a full year outlook. This is kind of what we think. So you're given that kind of delivery to those clients by way of agendas. And you're going to batch process that out. Now, these aren't your product calls, which may occur in the same call, but part of that agenda is to discuss a full year outlook. then February comes around. What are you going to talk about? Is it going to be portfolio structure rebalancing? Is it going to be an annuity review? Is it going to be a discussion of long-term care, life insurance? You know, the most appropriate topic, so that, you know, whatever you're going to discuss with the client in terms of their goals, you're going to segue into your agenda topic, which you're going to be well rehearsed. You're going to deliver it over and over again to all of the clients for that particular month. And that's called batch process. Okay?
Batch process. Okay.
Batch processing, like a computer would do in terms of, you know, processing information.
Okay.
It's a lot easier for you to batch process than kind of jump from an annuity dialogue to a full year outlook to a long term care to discussing interest rates and redoing their mortgage. Okay. So you're going to batch process that stuff out. Now, there's some talk about interest rates. You know, the Fed was thinking that they might raise. Now they're thinking they might cut. So for that discussion, whenever it comes up, you want to be able to have that as part of your dialogue. Okay. So you get something for March and April. Maybe you're going to talk about IRA contributions and tax. Maybe the tax discussion starts in October. So are mandatory retirement distributions, tax selling, you know, rebalancing, so that when you roll into the first quarter, you can begin to invest the IRA money. You know, I used to know a guy that batch processed his IRA contributions and rebalanced the IRA portfolios the first part of every year, and he would have $100,000 a month.
Huh.
He got people, they were making their contributions, they were you know, going into something that was diversified, and maybe you have, you know, three things that you're going to recommend, but you batch process it.
Okay.
So maybe when it starts to get slow, like in July, maybe it's a life insurance review, discussions of second to die, using your life insurance specialist with you on those calls. September could be mortgages. Now, these don't have to be in the order that I'm throwing them out. They can be any of the topics that start to become recurrent themes that come out of your planning discussions. Mm-hmm. You with me on
that? Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to try to put together at least a 12 to 18 month agenda. You can do 24 months to make sure that, you know, in a 24 month time frame, you know, nothing falls through the cracks. All of the discussions with clients on a particular subject matter happen.
Okay.
Now, that's to say that some of those subjects, you know, won't occur, you know, on a kind of an ad hoc basis with certain individuals.
Okay.
But you have an agenda and a focus when you come in each month. So,
okay. But I've got a question for you, Curtis. Because in the, you know, in everybody is to have a financial plan. And what we have here at Wells Fargo is Envision. And we have probably the lion's share of these clients going into Supernova that do not have this plan. So should it be that the initial agenda or the initial focus should be gathering all the necessary information to have an envisioned plan done. And it involves all these things so I'm thinking that, you know, should we get our plans in place? And that becomes the cornerstone of all of the future discussions on these various topics. I'm just wondering, should we be focused on getting everybody on board with our plan?
Well, I agree that you should have that as part of your focus.
Okay.
So that the planning process might very well be kind of the agenda. However, you know, you are saying in your 12-4-2, you know, that you want your clients to have a financial plan, intergenerational planning. So, you know, you've got to back up for a moment, get the planning done so that you can then advance the topics.
I guess that's kind of where I'm going with this, that we need to build a foundation, and that foundation is the plan. And then from there, I'm just kind of throwing it out there, Jeremy. I don't know how you feel about it, too. But it's just that, you know, we have to, you know, have a base of which to operate and say we're deficient in long-term care planning, or at least we raise these. Then because if everybody's got plans, then it may be easier to have, let's talk about it, life insurance review. Let's talk about, you know, annuities that are part of your plan that we've now discovered, that we've uncovered, you know, assets, and we found deficiencies that we can. And I think the other thing is the agenda should all be pretty much the same, just
right,
so we don't have, like, we're not all over the map trying to, oh, well, the Wilsons want to talk about this, but the Watsons want to talk about that, and then we're all over the map.
Exactly. So you provide organization to the whole process. You know, I think you're spot on. Get the planning done first, and those topics going to surface. A variety of topics are going to surface. It can be anything from children's educations to, you know, portfolio structure to tax minimization strategy. It's all going to come out of your plan, the life insurance component, everything.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know if I told you this, but we had you know, an individual decide that 1 month he was going to talk to his clients about long-term care. And he got 30 cases in 1 month.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, 30 cases.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, for John Hancock's, you know, process. Because everything, you know, with the planning and everything, just, it flowed.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going to batch process, you're going to get some things done, and what we're trying to do is obviously add assets, position yourself so that you can get referrals and get to our target of 3 new households per month. Okay?
Yeah.
So this is
where
this really fits in.
Okay.
So now, you know, it also reflects back on that standard of care. You know, you are easily rolling into it in this manner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now we've talked about the COI process and how you're going to now be the coach and coaching folks about the process and get them comfortable. Okay, let's stop now and you got your mini-me folders. You're starting to schedule some COI meetings and prospects and clients within your niche to start a discussion. You start building your 24-month schedule of educational and marketing topics with your initial phase is, look, let's either make sure everybody's got a plan or has their plan reviewed. Which, you know, the ones that don't have it, grab the plan and go back and review.
Okay.
Going to get up to speed on scheduling, and you're going to probably try to batch process your out-of-town clients as well.
Okay.
So, are we okay with the contents of the mini-me folders and what you're going to put inside?
No.
Okay. Then let's...
Yeah, we got the folders, but I think we have to go back to, I think it's chapter 24 or what? Yeah, just to...
Yeah, it's okay. Back of the folder system, chapter 14, I guess.
Chapter 14, okay.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen much of that yet either,
okay.
Chris.
So just briefly, you know, you're going to have a folder, the client's going to have a folder. When you send out your executive summaries and your agendas, they're going in that folder. Your value proposition, you know, a photo of your team, the areas that you work on, your niche markets, are all in that folder. Critical contact information, your golden Rolodex of enthusiastically endorsed providers, performance reviews, your planning documents. You know, a lot of these plans come out with a summary of the items that need to be reviewed with the client. So rather than put the whole plan in the folder, I mean, you know, you might put the summary in there. And then have a page, you know, for, you know, the agenda is the topic of the month. And the fourth page is introductions given or received and maybe a cash flow analysis. And then, you know, always have agendas for your next meeting, which are going to be really, really easy because all of a sudden, you're going to find that you've got a lot of information now to discuss with clients. And so
okay. It's
going to be your agendas for the next meeting. And maybe a blank sheet for them to take some notes.
Okay.
All right. So that really covers the items I wanted to cover today. Is there anything outstanding that... you know, I can come back to or review with you. I think you're pretty well on track. You're understanding everything very, very well. And, you know, anything that else that you want me to cover with you?
So, like, the client folders, the ones the clients get, the mini-me's.
Right.
They're getting in their folder basically the contact info for us.
Right.
A team picture. You know, a summary of their financial plan. Like a thing of our
endorsed providers. Remember, we kind of talked about that.
Yep.
Yeah, we have to have our enthusiastic. It's sort of our list of recommended providers.
And like a general outline of our agendas for the year.
Yep. I would. One of the things that I would do is I wouldn't put the entire year agenda. I would keep that for yourself. But I would some topics of discussion, you know, going forward, maybe 3 months, but that would be it.
And, like, so for that, like, that topics of discussion.
You
so.
Have to call a, you may have to call an audible. You know, all of a sudden there's an inflection point in, you know, there's some movement. There's been some interest rate issue. There's been, you know, a major market correction. There's some political turmoil. There's some things that impact what you do. that you may have to have some discussion about?
So for that, like the topics of discussion, every 3 months, do we mail them that when they're not, or do we give that to them like at their
okay.
semi-annual?
Keep in mind, you don't have to mail it to them because what they're going to get from you is before the month all begins, they're going to get an agenda.
Yeah.
Of which.
Okay.
So that
yeah,
should. Okay. I don't want you.
And that
to,
goes out 5 days prior, right?
Right. So we're not going to triple do materials that, and then when the call is over, you're going to follow up with a brief executive summary.
Yes.
Which is we'll what be, the hardest thing I'm going to have to do is because I the one weakness I have, Curtis, is when I've. I client notes in the CRM that we have here, I kind of put it off. But what this program does is when it I think in the Supernova Multiplier it's referred to, or maybe it's in the workbook, is closing the loop, and I think closing the loop is finishing that summary of the call just to complete that loop for that meeting. Is that, did I read that in the book or is that in the homework?
You probably read it in the book.
Yeah.
I talk about it in my book. Rob talks about it in his book.
Okay.
You know, the importance of that executive summary. In the corporate world, what happens is we have a meeting, and then somebody sends out what's called an after action report. This is what we discussed, this is what was agreed on, so-and-so is going to do this, this person is going to do that, and we're going to discuss, how we reduce our exposure to interest rates on our next meeting. Okay? And so, it's done all the time, and but what we did is we called it an after action report, or and what you're calling it is just an executive summary after
right.
your decision. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Don't make it lengthy. Make it very specific and to the point. We discussed these three items, rebalancing, shifting from our weighting from equity to fixed income. We identified a need for long-term care. I'm following up with a brochure on the subject, and we're going to discuss it in more detail on our next call.
Got it. Okay.
So that's really it. Did I send you a sample executive summary?
Yeah.
Did we get one?
Yeah, we got one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forget where I saw it, but I know I have it.
Yeah, I kind of sent one out, which was just a very brief sample. It's bullet points, it's email, turn off email, stick it in your folder.
What we didn't get was there was I read in the book, we were going to get a Word document of what's included in the folders generally. We didn't get that.
Well, that's in chapter 14.
All right. Yes. Yeah, so let's see. Yeah, I'm going to squint. Yeah, because I have it open.
Yeah.
And chapter 14.
It works on the advisors folder for clients. The contents. The folder for prospects, folders for centers of influence, folders for those in a niche kind of a market, that you're focused on, the mastermind group, which are some of the topics we haven't really got into just yet, and community network. And that'll become more clear when we get into client acquisition.
Okay.
Right now we're on your folder and the client folder.
Okay.
POI.
Okay.
All right. So, and you know, look, there's a measure of creativity that goes into this. There may be a couple of items that you think are relevant that should go in that folder, but we're giving you the basics.
Yeah, okay.
All right, gentlemen.
All right.
If that's it, I'd like you to enjoy the rest of your week. You know, keep focusing and paying attention to the things that you are already on to. You're doing a great job. And I look forward to our next call. And if something should come up, feel free to send me an email, and I'll respond.
One last thing. The 31st of this month?
Yes.
We have to reschedule that.
Okay.
Can you do a Tuesday?
Yeah, if we can move it up one day, Curtis, to the 30th.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Could you have Lori take care of that for you? Just send Lori.
Yep, we'll shoot Lori an email and request that. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks, Curtis. Enjoy your week.
Okay. You too. Good chatting with you.
All right. Take it easy. All right. Thanks. Bye.